The first is called Woodpile Under Snow. Split, dried mostly, it sits there boasting of its seasoned potential. A healthy snowfall, then a deep freeze, followed by a healthier burden of snow. The pile never, of its own accord, transitioned to shelter. There lurking, tarp-covered, of my own accord, crying to become more useful than a woodpile under snow. The fractured pieces of hemlock wait to become heat, then ash, then migrate from the hearth to the garden, eventually. So the woodpile sits there, waiting to become something else, like an unfinished poem, rooting about the forest floor, revealing a mushroom of thought, romantic or otherwise. Even like the snow-covered pile, each line of verse reveals itself, eventually.
I think a lot of people can relate to that, especially if you have a wood stove or you write poetry.
Exactly. It was with some guilt that I would look out the window or drive up to this heap of what ultimately became a heap of snow. And I kept thinking about the missed opportunities to turn it into what it was meant to be. And that didn't happen, of course, until the thaw. So it is now being burned.
Let's do another one.
Sure. I grew up in Detroit, and my father was, to this day, I'm not too sure what it was that my father did, but he would leave early in the morning well before I was awake to go off to his job at the Ford plant. And so often I would see him arriving home, and this is a poem about my dad arriving home. Called Steel Slivers. Dad was coming home, shuffling his way up our street of two flats, his lunch bucket swung fore and back in his right hand, both hands hosting steel slivers. Two bus rides to the auto plant, two back, a long work day stretched by distance. He was an undereducated immigrant from a now defunct Balkan country, but a proud American. A mule skinner in World War I, then worked in the mines of Pennsylvania, now building cars. The job required he use a micrometer. As a child, I often wondered, what did it measure? I would take it out of the leather holster and study it as Dad mined the steel from his hands. A part of another wave of immigrants helping build America, a sliver at a time.
What's the importance of having the Poet Laureate program each year, a new person chosen?
I think so many different thoughts. One is that we're about stories. We grow up hearing stories. We grow up telling stories. And poetry is just a fashion of storytelling. Usually, again, glimpses of a moment. The key is to try to use as few words to describe impactful that moment. And I think writing in general, I don't know that I can compare texting in any way to giving further impetus to writing. But, when we watched the movie, somebody wrote it. When we watched television, somebody wrote it. There are writers who read the news. There's a lot of writing going on. And I think the more ways in which we can share our thoughts and our feelings, our experiences, our fears, our joys, our love, I think we're all better for it. You know, it's been a long time. KFSK has supported the month of poetry, the April month of poetry, and has done a lot, I think, to keep this kind of thing alive. And I just wanted to thank the good crew and yourself as a part of that crew for the support and the recognition that you give to the art of writing.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you.